the kitchen and the offices, was part of the original old house built in the 1840s, to be used by the family of George Smith. That's, of course, how the house and college got their names. The original house was converted into a residential college for the university in 1940, and since then has continued to be added on to and modernised. You'll notice when you receive your room allocation in a few minutes that your room number either begins with the letter N, S, or W, like this one here. The first letter refers to the three wings of the college, which come away from this main building. Of course, the letters represent the three directions, in this case, north, south, and west. Each wing has two floors, and so the next number you see is either one, or in this case, two, and this indicates which floor your room is on. The number after that is your individual room number. So it's quite simple to find any room by going to the right wing, then floor, and then room number.
Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You will hear an address by the college president welcoming new students to a residential college. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully to the first part of the talk and answer questions 11 to 14.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all here. Welcome to Smith House. Smith House, as you may or may not know, is one of the oldest residential colleges of the university. As you can see, the building you're in now, which contains this main lounge, the dining room, the recreation room,